Easter has become either too busy or too focused on the fun stuff. Instead of the important events from the Bible, the Walking with Jesus series will show you why Holy Week matters and how Jesus' story can impact your life in a new way.
Walking with Jesus, an 8-day exploration through Holy Week. Day 8, Easter Sunday, Faith Reborn. It's early Sunday morning. The sun is just starting to peek over the hills. And you're on your way to visit the place where just 2 days ago they buried your best friend, the man you believed was the Messiah. You've never been this sad before. Your heart is broken, and you're scared. Scared of what this new week will bring now that Jesus is gone. Where do you go from here? You go to his tomb. It's surrounded by Roman guards, but you are desperate to be near and grieve your friend, so you go anyway. Out of nowhere, the ground begins to shake beneath your feet. What is going on? You find the guards passed out in fear, and one who appears like a beacon of light looking directly at you and the friend who came with you, and he speaks. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where his body was lying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead and he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there. Remember what I have told you." Matthew 28, verses 5 through 7 in the New Living Translation. This is the scene Mary Magdalene and Mary, Jesus' mother, experienced early Sunday morning. What they were expecting was to visit Jesus' burial place, maybe lay some flowers at his, grieve in silence. Instead, what they got was an encounter with an angel telling them that Jesus was alive. He was not dead. He is risen. Their great grief had been turned to hope, and now they rushed so others would know. The women ran quickly from the tomb. They were very frightened, but also filled with great joy, and they rushed to give the disciples the angel's message. And as they went, Jesus met them and greeted them. And they ran to him, grasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there." Matthew 28, verses 8 through 10 in the New Living Translation. In that moment, their hope became sight. These women got to meet their risen Savior. What seemed impossible mere moments earlier was a reality. The third day has come. Jesus is risen. He is faithful to his promise. Now he was asking them to be faithful followers and take an action step of faith. The women didn't simply encounter Jesus, hug it out, celebrate, and go on with their Sunday as if nothing happened. No, Jesus asks something of them. "Go tell my brothers to leave for Galilee, and they will see me there." The first ones to encounter Jesus were told to go and tell. Go tell the other disciples so they can also see me for themselves. There are things for them to do as well. Easter Sunday may be the culmination of this Holy Week, but Easter itself is not an ending. It's a beginning. It's a chance for us, whether longtime Christians or individuals just hearing about Jesus for the first time, to allow what has happened over this week to change us. Jesus didn't endure everything he went through for us to remain unchanged. Easter isn't an inspirational story to hear and file away until next year. It's a chance to be made new. We can share in this resurrection life of Jesus with its promise that we too will overcome the grave through his saving power. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, now is your chance to do just that. Invite him to come into your life. Surrender everything to him and allow him to make you new. That act of faith is all that is required to be forgiven of all our sins and reborn into the new life Jesus offers. The message is very close at hand. It is on your lips and in your heart. And that message is the very message about faith that we preach. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God. And it is by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. As the scriptures tell us, anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Romans 10, verses 8 through 11 in the New Living Translation. Just as Jesus was raised from the dead by the power of God alone, there is nothing you can add to Jesus' work of salvation on your behalf. Forgiveness of sin and new life is yours when you place your genuine belief in the one whose work was done for you on the cross. And if you've already claimed Jesus as Lord, what are you waiting for? Like the women whose faith was restored when they encountered the risen Jesus, following and obeying Jesus is where we find our purpose and our hope. We can begin as they did, by going and telling others that our great Savior is risen indeed. Go and tell how Jesus has radically changed you from the inside out. Show others how you're different because of the new life you've been given. Share the source of your unexplainable peace, joy, and generosity. Be the gospel in action. Easter is the final glorious day that marks the end of this journey to the cross, but it is the beginning for those who will put their faith in Jesus and all he accomplished for us. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 28, verses 19 through 20 in the New Living Translation. Reflection questions. Think about Easter and what Jesus rising from the dead means for you. Where do you stand in your relationship with him right now? Are you trusting him, feeling joyful, waiting for something, or believing in him? What's the next step you want to take with Jesus? How can you make today the beginning of a long journey with him, rather than just the end of something?
Don't miss out on more opportunities like this to rekindle your faith and find inspiration in the world's biggest small group's latest study. Text the word GROW, G-R-O-W, to 67101 to find out more.